With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. As the spring planting season begins and winter wheat starts to develop, USDA is involved in a huge weekly undertaking that brings us every Monday a look at the planting progress and crop development. Lance Hoing with USDA's National Ag Statistics Service says that the weekly crop progress report is as near to real-time crop information as you can get. The reporters he refers to are the people across the country who provide crop progress data each week to USDA.
When the report comes out on Monday, it always references conditions as of Sunday. So in that case, the day before. Of course, on occasion, Monday will happen to be a holiday. The report will come out on a Tuesday then, but it still refers back to Sunday conditions. So that's why it's so important that we allow our reporters to report on Monday morning. And, you know, obviously it creates a little bit more of a time crunch for us because we get that data last minute, but it also allows the reporters to truly report based on the conditions, the date that we're asking them to report on.
And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
In the heart of every successful farm, trust is the seed that grows the strongest bonds.
At Proceed, we're not just a company. We're a community built on trust and family values.
Our dedicated employees are passionate about supporting local farmers like you.
We know your challenges because we've walked the same paths, sowed the same seeds.
We believe in building relationships that go beyond business. Relationships grounded in trust and mutual respect.
Because at Proceed, you're not just a customer. You're part of our family.
The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is reminding farmers and applicators to prioritize safety when handling anhydrous ammonia. Expert Jane Borboom explains anhydrous ammonia, also known as NH3, is a compressed gas fertilizer applied before planting or during side dressing after planting with an 82% nitrogen composition, making handling dangerous.
If it's in contact with a person or an animal, it could burn that subject and cause damage either to eyes or to lungs if it's inhaled.
Warboom says when handling NH3, always wear appropriate goggles and gloves, have a clean, adequate emergency water supply of at least 5 gallons, be cautious when connecting and disconnecting lines containing anhydrous ammonia, and always position lines and equipment downwind from homes, people, and livestock. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.